Blog Talk Radio.
Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday. I am so happy that you are joining me today. We have a fabulous show for you. This segment is all about various financial topics with an on-time solution from A to Z. Real talk, giving you honest, no holds bar advice and lessons on how to end your financial nightmare, where the audience asks the questions and we search for the solutions. It is all about you, the audience members, on Mosaic Monday. So I'd like to have you join me. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join me in the chat room. The chat room is also open right now. Or you can tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life and Facebook at Secure Your Life. But before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. So without further ado, before we can get our show started, here's our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Puricon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back. And yes, we'd like to thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday, and it's all about you, the audience member. So we have gotten some really great emails over the past week on what we should actually discuss tonight. So I'm going to share with you some of those. But if you'd like to join in and have your two cents about what you'd like to have questions answered tonight, our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We'll be happy to take your question or comment. But without further ado, let me read you a very interesting email that I received. We had someone, his name is David. David wants to know, when should he say enough is enough? Now, David is getting ready to get married, and he is freaking out about the cost of this wedding. He says that his mother and his fiance's mother have taken this wedding to a whole new, quote-unquote, low. And I don't mean as far as the price. He said that this thing was supposed to have been a very small gathering of just friends and family and a few friends, and it has grown to what was supposed to be maybe no more than 75 people. The list has gone up to 350 people, and he is refusing to pay all of this money for this wedding. So we want to know your views on it. Do you think that the mother-in-laws, his mother as well as his new mother-in-law-to-be, should get their nose out of their business as far as this wedding is concerned? It is costing them more than just a huge dollar amount. I think he said that the wedding cost has went up to about $25,000, and that is nowhere what they wanted to spend. You tell me, what are your thoughts? Are weddings costing way too much? That is the question. And I would like to know your answer to that question. Phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Should his in-laws to be, as well as his mother, mind their own business and stop adding more people to the guest list? Cost of this wedding so far is $25,000 and counting. Let's take area code 312-217. 1 second, and how are you this evening?
I am fantabulous, Diamond, and how are you this week?
I am doing good, but I am really concerned that this wedding is costing this guy $25,000.
I have a surefire answer because it happened to us.
Okay, so tell me about it. What happened to you?
Well, actually what happened is we had the same thing, and in his case it was his mother. Mine would actually be more support, very supportive. The thing of it was is that, well, we had to determine and actually tell the family, so it wasn't just, it was both sides of the family. It's to tell them, first of all, this is our day, not you all's. Two, we do have some choices here. We do not want, we had 250 that they had on the guest list. We had 100.
Okay, so you ended up, they wanted to add an extra 50 people.
Actually 50, and then it was another 50 more, which was another 100 by the time they got through.
Oh, my goodness.
So my fiance and I, at that point in time, we talked about it and said, honey, this is kind of getting outrageous. We hadn't planned on this. what do you suggest that we do? So we actually put our heads together and said, look, you know, first of all, it is our day and they need to understand that. Second of all, we're the ones that's paying for the wedding and period. He said, well, we can do this one or two ways, actually three ways. We could tell them, you want to pay for the extra people? No problem. And get it in a cashier's check up front. It's a business arrangement. If they start hemming and hawing, going, no, well, then it's back to the original part because that's all we're paying for. If there is a problem with that, I'm sorry. You should not have invited them without asking us first.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the thing. This guy is saying that this, you know, they went from 75 guests to now, I think he said 200 or 250 guests. That is a big jump.
Exactly.
And then here's the thing. This is what he gave me, a list of items that is supposed to be covered in this price. He's saying that the following items are included in the total average of their wedding. The attire and accessories, which means the bridal accessories, the groom's accessories, the tuxedo rental, as well as her wedding dress. They are having to pay for the ceremony programs, the guest books, invitation, reply cards, reception menus, save the date cards, table placement, thank you cards, beauty and spa treatments for the bride as well as her bridesmaids, jewelry for the bridesmaids as well as a flower girl, and the gift for the groomsmen, the photographer, the videographer, the dance lessons for the couple, the DJ, and a live band.
Nope.
The wedding planner services, the bouquet and the corsages and the bridesmaid's bouquet, the ceremony decorations, the ceremony flowers and arrangements, the flower girl's flowers, the petals for the flower girl, the reception decor. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, not to mention the food and the alcohol, the bridal shower
suite. Right.
And then he went on to say that they have to give a special gift to the mother of both the bride and groom as well as their fathers and grandparents. The rehearsal dinner and wedding cakes and all, and I mean the list is just goes on for infinity, and it's like, when do they say enough?
Well, and the wonderful thing about it is that I'm also a wedding planner. So one of the blessings when I got married was I'm actually a wedding planner, and so is the company that we have. That's one of the divisions that we have. So I was able to call in some wonderful favors, but the first thing that I would tell them, especially from a professional point of view, is the following. Some of that stuff, believe it or not, you have family members, and you don't know who these people know and who they've done business with. You need to call in. We call it call in the cavalry. Get your business, get your family members, your core family members together and go, look. If mom and dad on both sides want this, and we guys need your help because we can't afford it. So either you guys are coming up with some extra money to do so, or everybody needs to start calling in some favors. You need to take a chunk of this and see what you can get at a discount price. What can you get at a discount price? In short, make it a family affair. And believe it or not, I think he will be pleasantly surprised. Because he has an ass. And most families are the peace of mind to learn how to mind their own business. Well, if you needed some help, all you had to do was ask. And that was similar to my best friend's wedding. She was working on her dissertation at the same time trying to plan a wedding. It didn't work. You know, I told her, I said, your sisters are going to mind their own business. Just ask them. And when she did, wedding was absolutely beautiful. Couldn't ask, because they used all the family, all the family's resources, all the family friends. When she called me, you know, I even got, to this day, I still have some white doves that I'm still trying to ditch off. And was able to turn it off, and it was absolutely elegant. Call in your markers, family and friends. Get them together. Let's do this.
Okay, well, let me give the phone number out. If you just joined us, this is Secure Your Lock. We're talking about Mosaic Monday. And on Mosaic Monday, it is all about the audience. So it's your questions, and we will try to search for the solution. So if you'd like to join us on the conversation, is this wedding nightmare costing me too much, is what we're talking about right now. We had someone email us, and they're saying that they're having what they would call the wedding blues, because the wedding that was supposed to be a small family and a few friends has turned out to be a nightmare and very expensive, at the tune of $25,000 and counting. So the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Should the mother-in-law-to-be and his mother have their wedding of a lifetime, or should the couple do their own thing and make their wedding the way they want to? That's the question. Area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to add area code 815-395 to the phone call. How are you this evening?
Oh, good evening, Diamond, and how are you?
I'm doing good. Did you hear our question?
Yes. And, okay, well, first of all, the wedding, I believe, it's really the bride's thing. I think the wedding really is for the bride. I mean, the groom is there, but he's just there. It's really the bride's thing. I guess as far as the guys are concerned, they'd be having to go down to City Hall. The wedding, is really, I believe, is for the bride, and she deserves it.
Well,
but,
yeah, she deserves
it,
but
now that money up. Okay.
Right.
The question
his
I would have, okay,
and her mother are now trying to take over and make this thing their day. So the question is, should the soon-to-be in-laws make the rules or set the rules of how the wedding should be, or is the wedding really supposed to be their day? Now, we're talking a price tag of $25,000 and counting, and the guest list keeps increasing.
Okay, I think they need to put a stop on those in-laws. That's only the beginning of it. Once they get married, those in-laws will be on them like white on rice. It's not going to. That's just the beginning. Everything. It seems like the in-laws are trying to live their life through their children. And the question I was having, how old are these people? Did they say?
They didn't say.
Yeah. Do they? Okay.
I think this is for both of them. This is their first time getting married.
Yeah. Well, in this day and age, that first time really don't mean anything. You're saying like, hey, they could be in their 30s, so hugging the heck out of 40, and she's got 5 kids and almost grown kids.
Well, they didn't mention anything about. He did not mention anything about them having any children. As a matter of fact, he said they did not have any children, and this is their first wedding. So he did say that.
Okay.
So,
well, anyway, I'll just say give it a break on it. But I'm just saying they need to put a stop on those in-laws and just tell them, hey, look, we can only afford so much and so much. Now, you have invited you put all these other people on the guest list. Now, are you going to pay for them? If not, we're going back to the original score. Because the orchestra is getting too big.
Yeah,
matter
I mean,
fact,
they went from 75 people to now 250.
Orchestra has gotten too big. Matter of fact, you have so much orchestra now, it's filling up the hall. The audience can't even get in.
Yeah, and I think that is a big problem. Mm-hmm. And that's a big problem for a lot of people where the one, either it's the mother or her mother or his mother, some family member, they do tend to make this family affair, which is supposed to be. I understand people do get very excited when it comes to a wedding, but you do have to put some kind of halt to it, because what happens is anytime you get to, you have one day, this is a one-day affair, and you're spending a lot of money, and a lot of times these couples don't even have a house yet. So you really need to look at what's most important. Is it more important for us to invest this kind of money in our future as far as making sure that we have a home, or should we go into debt for a one-day affair? You know, and let me ask someone else. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday, and we took questions from our email, from our listeners from previous week, and their question is, they're living a nightmare with this wedding. Should they say enough is enough and pull the coats of their mother and mother-in-law-to-be, because it went from being a 75-person guest list to now 250, and the price tag of this wedding has went up to $25,000. Yeah, $25,000 and counting. What is your opinion on that? The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. What is your advice, and is enough enough? Should this couple continue on the path that their would-be in-laws want, or should they decide to take their wedding back into their own hands and do it their way? 312, I would like to know your opinion. If you were in the shoes of this person, what would you do?
Actually, I agree with Ron. We would both have to, we would sit down and talk first and foremost. And come to an understanding between us, because that is the most important, that we have a together front. We would get our parents, both sides, sit them down and let them know that this is the way that it's going to be. We're going back to the original plan. Again, if you are going to pay for the extra ones, I believe firmly in the cashier's check must accompany what the difference is that we are willing to pay, and then we can add third party. But also with that, even with that, have a cutoff. After this, that's it. No more.
Yeah, I think that they do need to. Yeah, they need to put. They have to gain back control over this over the wedding, because the price tag is going to go up significantly if they do not get a hold to what's going on. Well, I'd like to know from you, this is Mosaic Monday. It's all about you. Do you have any questions or comments that you would like to add? It doesn't necessarily have to be on this particular subject or whether or not can we afford to get married. You may have some other kind of things that you would like to talk about today, because it's all about you today on Mosaic Monday. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And let's take another comment from our chat room from Facebook. Okay, we have a Facebook listener, and they want to know, they're having the same type of problem with his fiance is the one that is actually going a bit nuts on their wedding. They're due to be married this August, and they agreed initially that it was going to be small. Now she said that she wants her fairy tale wedding, and we haven't even bought a house yet. I would like to use this money to buy a house. Instead, she wants this one-day fairy tale. What should I do? Well, I think it's wise to actually put the money into the house, to be honest with you. That would be my advice. But, of course, trying to accommodate her, that is something that you all need to both sit down and look at the dollars and cents of exactly what this wedding is going to cost you. You only have a few months left since you said that your wedding date is in August. What is your advice for him, Ron?
Yeah, I think he should. I think he needs to sit down with his future wife and say that they need to really sit down and do some serious talking. And it's just one of these things. We need to have some adult conversation here. And fairy tales are gone. Hey, we're in a recession, and where is the money supposed to come from?
And that is a good question.
Yeah, you have to tell me what you want. Tell me where the money is going to come from this. If you can tell me where the money is going to come from, then, hey, let's sit down and discuss how to spend the money. But where is the money supposed to come for this fairy tale wedding that you want? You want to say one competition with the royal wedding.
Well, I mean, in their wedding, although it was the price tag was pretty high, it was pretty simple when you really looked at it. I actually was one of the ones that did wake up at 5 in the morning and did actually watch the ceremony. And her dress was very simple, very, very simple at best, and there was not very many flowers. I don't think there was any flowers at all in the chapel itself. But because, now, of course, we're talking about the royal wedding, they're going to have a whole lot more guests, of course, that they need to accommodate for. And we are definitely in a recession, so you have to keep that in mind. But more importantly, beyond that day, the couple needs to really look at their economic situation. Let's be realistic and sit down with pen and paper in hand and really look at the cost of this. Because what you're really paying for the most part, is a reception. The reception is what costs the most. You're paying, if it's a plated dinner, you're paying for that, you know, and they need to sit down with their wedding planner and they need to come in with a budget first. Don't go in and without having a plan. You need to have a plan before you even sit down with anybody. You need to say, okay, this is how much we're going to spend on this day, period. And once you do that, then you try to see what kind of deals you can make. Try to get things at a good bargain price, and you can do that. There have been a lot of people who have had very beautiful, lavish-looking weddings without spending a whole lot of money. So if you really use your resources, as the caller had said, call in those favors, find out who's doing what, and if you actually get married during the weekday instead of the weekend, Saturdays is the highest. If you use a Thursday, Friday, or Sunday, you'll get cheaper prices on your reception hall as well as everything else. So you really need to utilize those resources. Maybe using silk flowers instead of fresh flowers. You know, there's a whole lot of things that you can do that can lower your cost. And speaking about your wedding cakes, believe it or not, wedding cakes are very expensive. Yeah, they are. You know, the average, you're talking about $2,000 for a cake.
Oh, my God. Why are they so expensive?
Well, one, they're custom made, and then, you know, you have to think about the fact that
the construction.
Is the construction
and the delivery. I can automatically tell you what it is. It's the construction and the delivery, and then the setup.
Okay.
Cost you about $1,000.
Right, there's a way to cut that cost. One, you can actually have what I would call a dummy cake. And basically the only thing with a dummy cake, and a lot of couples have actually jumped on the bandwagon with this, the only part of the cake that is an actual real cake is the top tier and the bottom where they're going to cut into the cake. And what happens with the dummy cake is the fact that it's beautiful for the pictures. The rest of it is just a box covered with frosting and all of the decor and stuff like that. When they take the cake in the back, they actually have a sheet cake, which is really what your guests will be eating. And they box up the top tier for the bridal, you know, for the bride and groom for their anniversary, and that gets put into the freezer until after the, you know, after all of festivities are over. But they have these huge sheet cakes that they cut up and they actually serve to your guests, which will save you tons of money on your you know, on your wedding price for your cake.
So,
you know, and it's really pretty. You know, they get you get the dummy cakes for the photos and stuff like that, and this is really beautiful. Another way that a lot of couples can cut on the cost of their photography is I've actually gone to a wedding where for the favors, they actually gave everyone a disposable camera. And the wedding pictures actually came from the guests. Now, I'm not saying that that's the best way, but if you're trying to cut costs, that is a way that you can cut costs on. And in that way, you know, all of your guests will be giving you their points of view of your wedding. So you will literally have a lot of pictures, depending on how many guests you have. So you think the average camera will give you, what, 36 shots? So, you know, so you will get a pretty nice amount of photographs. I'm not saying all of them will be fabulous, but you can cut costs that way. You can also find, I mean, everyone now has some sort of video camera. Someone in your family may be able to give you some really good videos, you know their way around the video camera. So there's ways that you can actually cut costs on that. I have gone to some weddings, and I don't suggest this for everyone, but, you know, home in your resources. You can literally find some really great deals. Talk to a lot of your reception halls, the ballrooms, when they're not at, you know, choose dates that you know is not going to be in the peak of the season. You can get great deals on your hotels that way, too. So, you know, you can really think about how you're going to do this. And a lot of people are now utilizing their church's annexes for the reception instead of actually going to a ballroom. Or they're actually using the local park district. So, you know, so you can actually be surprised on what you can really do that can really cut costs, and you can still have a very beautiful ceremony. So I just suggest that you can really, you know, you can really think about it. You can really do a lot with just a little. And here's another suggestion that you can do for your wedding. As far as the music is concerned, believe it or not, you can actually go to some of your local high schools or colleges, and they do have orchestras or band there. You'd be surprised that a lot of those students would love to be able to play for your wedding, and they're really good. So you don't have to pay them a whole lot of money, but just giving them a small donation would be nice, and you can still have some very good music. So that's a suggestion,
Diamond,
too.
And also, one of the things that I will tell anyone that's also I should get in trouble for this one, but I do have to share. When you start getting just a wedding planner, you are getting a wonderful professional, but it's also very narrow-minded. If you get one that's, and we are out there, that we're called the meeting planners, not just wedding planners. When you get corporate meeting and wedding planners, we also do corporations as well as large meetings, which means we have a lot more at our disposal, and our Rolodex are a lot bigger. So when you come to us and say that you have a certain amount of spend, for instance, corporations come to us and do the same thing. If you say, I've got this much to spend, what can we do? And believe it or not, I have been able, and my company has been able to do the most wonderful weddings out of just common courtesy. And the bride and groom look so sad and pitiful. Because, see, here's the thing. One of the things they have to consider is be careful of the contracts. We are used to dealing with the contracts with the hotels all the time. We actually have accounts with them. So it might be easier for you to go through us, and then we all show up together. one of the things that you can do is do a one-stop shop. Get married in the grand ballroom. You can have it sectioned off. Screens, we have had some of the most wonderful floral screens that they were able to take home with them and have the reception right behind. One of the most gorgeous things. And the altar and everything was set up. And they saved close to $2,000 to $3,000 or even sometimes $5,000 to $7,000 on the $20,000 wedding. And that's just the beginning of what we could save. Like you told them, instead of fresh flowers, silk flowers, because that's something that every last one of your bridesmaids and you can keep. And even the gentlemen will keep their corsages. Also, depending on how you need to do it, the wedding dress is wonderful, but the guys might just want to wear regular suits, and that's okay. Get them a better gift. So it's a lot of things that sometimes you don't think you can cut the corners. Instead of confetti, get birdseed. That way you can do, as we say, the green initiative. There's so many different ways. But make it unique. Make it yours. It's your day, your signature, but get the right kind of help.
That is so true. Here's a minute. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday, and it's all about the audience choice tonight. So whatever you want to discuss, we're talking about right now. We had two of our audience members talk. They want to have help with their wedding and how to cut some costs. So that is what we're talking about now, how you can cut some costs on your big day. So the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to invite area code 704-879. How are you this evening? Uh-oh, I think we're having technical difficulty. Hello?
Charlotte.
How are you?
Good.
That is good. Do you have any advice for our guests? They're trying to figure out how to, one, we have two situations. One, the mother-in-laws-to-be have lost their mind and drove the cost of this wedding that was supposed to be for 75 people all the way up to 250 with the price tag of being $25,000. Then the other person wants to know how can they just cut corners and make their big day not have the big price tag. So those are the two issues that we're having. The first one also wants to know, the second one said he'd rather spend the money on a house, getting them a home, mm-hmm. and not on this wedding.
Yeah, I think people get too caught up in the wedding and not the marriage. Because you got to think about it. I know people who spent, $50,000 on their wedding. And, I understand, sometimes you have to take a step back and say, okay, this is one day, and you're talking about the rest of your lives,
Right.
It's not like years ago when, traditionally parents would pay for the wedding because the parents don't got the money because they done lost their money in the stock market, some of them. So the kids end up paying for the wedding, if they come from a two-parent home, So once again, it just has to be logical about certain things. I mean, I know you want the fairy tale and everything, but this is real life. And at the end of the day, it's real life. That wedding, it'll be a thing in the past, but when you got that nice house that you can go to every day, I think that'll, make a difference. It means you're going to be able to get into a certain neighborhood. If you got children already, that you'll be able to get the children to a different school. So got to think a little bit more long-term past Friday.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the biggest problems that a lot of people, especially women, we tend to get a little bit more caught up in the day and not looking at the long term. I think that is more important to plan for the future. And if you don't already have a home, it makes more sense to take that, the $25,000 and put that down as a down payment. Actually, depending on where you are, you could probably find, you know, get a good foreclosed home or tax seized home for,
Atlanta all day long. In Atlanta, you can get a house of 2,000 square foot house in Atlanta for $30,000, $40,000, and it's only going to be about 7 to 10 years old max.
Right. So, I mean, it just seems to me that that makes a lot more sense. And we are in a recession. And even though we do want to have this fantabulous day, and don't get me wrong, I mean, you're right to have whatever you would like to have for your wedding day. And hopefully this will be your only wedding. But the point is you still have to live beyond that day.
Say, Diamond.
You know what we have to?
Oh, pardon me.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'll cut you off. Pardon me.
Okay, well, let's see. Thomas, go ahead and finish.
No, all I was going to say is that we have to understand we're in a war right now. We're fighting for survival. Everything that we used to want and we used to do, that has to go out the window. That's all, that's we're thinking in the past. We are fighting for survival as a people right now. We have got to get serious. We are too serious not being serious while other people play for keeps. And that's what the problem is. It's that all that stuff, I know it's your day, but guess what? You know, at the end of the day, you know, you need to be thinking about how we're going to survive together for the next 30, 40 years, if that's what you really want. And we get a little bit more maturity to ourselves.
Well, I'd have to agree with that. Now, Ron, what were you going to say?
Oh, I wanted to know, maybe a wedding planner could answer this. Would a theme wedding be cheaper? If you had a particular theme wedding, would that be cheaper than, say, like the regular tuxedo and whatever thingy?
Actually, the answer to that is no. It has a tendency to be more expensive. But there are ways of doing a theme wedding and I hate to use the word budget, because for some people, budget implies cheap and gaudy and not up to standard. But I prefer cost conscious. You can have the most cost conscious themed wedding that is absolutely beautiful. I've done some Hawaiian themes, and very simple, very elegant, and the wedding cost a total of $7,000, and nobody would have known that. It didn't look it.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. If you're going to do a theme wedding, especially if you're using a Hawaiian thing, that is really simple. Most places have some form of a beach. Not every place you live has a beach, but if you do happen to live in a city that has a beach, that means you don't have to get married in a church. You can get married right outside on the beach. You don't have to, at most you may have to pay for a permit, because you're sectioning off a particular section of the beach, but still that's much cheaper than it would be if you had to reserve a church and if you had to get a hall and all the other stuff. So yeah, there's ways to cut costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen people basically go to a hotel and use the same hall to do the wedding, and you had it with the wedding and you had the reception the same place. Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just that simple. And keep the cost of the wedding. Now, this is in South Carolina. I have a friend. He kept the cost of his wedding to $5,000. He said, I am not spending more than $5,000 on the wedding. He sure didn't. He did $5,000. And his wife understood it. She was like, you know what? You know, I got me a good man who works every day. He doesn't have any felonies. I'm going to make that sacrifice. You know, he's responsible. He already had a house for her to move into. That's pretty, she's like, you know what, if this is what it takes, then this is what we do. And that's what I'm saying, the maturity. Yeah, I asked her, and sometimes I asked a woman this question, right? I gave her a scenario. I said, let's say, for instance, you meet, you know, a man that, he makes only about $50,000 a year, and he says, look, you know, I want to be with you for the rest of my life, you know, but I really don't want to spend more $1,000 on his wedding, right?
How much?
Let's say you meet the same.
$10,000. Okay.
So I say, let's say he made this is very same man. He just makes, $250,000. And I said, what would your expectations be? Well, I expect him to spend more on the wedding. And I said, why? Why should that matter? This is a man you want to be. The same man, he just makes 5 times my money. That's what I'm saying. We got to get away from this whole concept of, like, you know, the more someone spends, the more that they care about you and all that stuff. This is foolishness, you know?
Well, here's my take on that. My thing, I agree with the fact that it doesn't matter how much it costs. You should not spend a whole lot of money on a one-day affair. That's just my, you know, my take on it, regardless of how much he makes. So the thing is to be wise. I'd rather spend that on us, because in actuality, what you're actually spending is for your guests. You're spending that money on your guests to eat and to drink and be merry. And in actuality, you got to look at that money is not going towards you. And it's such a short, you know, when you look at the dollars and cents that you're spending and the amount of time that it took to plan and the actual ceremony, including the reception, it does not add up dollars and cents. It does not. It doesn't make any good sense whatsoever, to be honest with you.
Oh, you end up with hundreds of dollars a minute.
Yes, literally. You know, like you said, if you're spending, if there are people who are spending upwards of $25,000 and above, and, of course, months of, and sometimes even up to a year of planning, including all of your out-of-town guests, the hotel, the wedding itself, all of everything, decor and reception, when you get done, you're talking about a maximum of maybe 8 hours spent from the time of the ceremony to the reception, and start to finish, including all of the videographers and photographers and all of that, it is literally, like you said, hundreds of dollars a minute. And is it worth it? Especially if the couple doesn't have a home yet. If you don't have a home, and you all have not prepared for your, you know, your future together, economically, does that really make sense? Thomas, what do you think? What would be, if you had to advise a couple, what would be your advice?
I tell them, like I said, I'd say if they have that much money, I tell them that should be going towards the house. And it may have the way, you know what, have the wedding at the house.
Yes.
Close in your house and have the wedding right there, boom.
I think that is a really good, like you said, that makes perfect sense. Because at least now you're talking about something that was a benefit to the couple. I mean, and like I said, there are so many ways to save money, and also invest wisely. And investing into your home as a couple is the best way to start off, I think, would be the best way to start off your new family. But if you just joined us, we'd like to hear from you. What is your opinion, or what are your opinions on this subject, on should you end this financial nightmare and have this huge wedding, or should you all invest in your future, buy your home, and have your wedding right there in the house? Phone number is 347-884-9343.
You know, just the classic example of how failing to be realistic in expectations, and it's a show that I absolutely detest, but a friend of mine asked me to watch it, was The Real Housewives of Atlanta, when the girl, she's a model, so-called, or whatever, Cynthia, they were supposed to be getting married, come to find out, you know, the boyfriend's supposed to be like the successful restaurateur and club dude. Come to find out, his restaurant's going belly up. She has no more money. She gave him probably over $100,000 for the restaurant, and now they basically have told everyone that they're having this great big wedding that they're probably going to spend, you know, her season salary on, and can't have the wedding the way they want to. I think they finally ended up did getting married, but they were struggling. They sacrificed and making house payments to get out of this wedding. Just to impress who?
No. They forego their mortgage to have a wedding.
I mean, the way he was making it, the way he was making it sound, it was struggling. I mean, it was really struggling because he had to sell his restaurant because it was a loser, and she had to go back to start modeling again. But she really wasn't. I think the number was like $100,000.
Ooh.
That restaurant.
On the,
wow.
Say Diamond?
Yes.
Oh, I did have another question about that couple with the $25,000 wedding.
Okay.
Are they going on a honeymoon someplace?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. The Bahamas, they lease us for 7 days.
Well, they're actually supposed to be going to St. Croix.
Well, that's good, too. At least 7 days. Give me a break. Tell them to spend the money on the honeymoon and forget the wedding. Kind of justice of the peace in St. Croix and get married there.
Well, but then, you know, of course, you don't want to cheat your family out of that experience, too. That was their whole thing. They didn't want to cheat their families out of enjoying that or sharing their day with them. And I can understand that, but you don't have to sell your soul to do it.
I agree.
And if they're your family, I agree with Thomas wholeheartedly. Help us buy the house. We'll have the wedding, open house wedding. Everybody gets to enjoy the house and help us that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, make it a family affair. So there you go. I'm with Thomas on that one.
Yeah, I agree. I think that people need to start looking long term. They need to have realistic goals and expectations. And this is something that the both of them as a couple really need to sit down, you know, once the question is asked, and she says, yes, I'll marry you, then it shouldn't be about that day. They should be preparing for their marriage and not preparing for a wedding. And that's two different things. And people need to really be realistic about their expectations. What are you expecting in our marriage? And not so much the day. You know, that's wonderful. The day is great, but here again, like you said, it's going to be done and over within 8 hours. And then the next day, you still have to have a roof over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after that and the day after that. So the point is to plan wisely and to see exactly what we can do reasonably and have our friends and family still be able to share in our experience. But if you just joined us, please give us a call at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We are talking about how to cut cost on these weddings and still be able to get the type of day that you would like to have. And there are so many ways that you can cut costs. You do not have to, as I say, sell your soul just for one day and forego mortgages and other things that you need as a necessity in order to, as they say, keep up with the Joneses. I think that is just nuts to be able to spend money that you really do not have. And also expect, like you said, most parents now cannot afford to help their children on, you know, just for a wedding. They'll be more willing to help you pay for your education than they would for a one-day affair. You know, and I think that the wisest thing is if I'm going to spend that kind of money, if I'm going to spend upwards of $25,000, on something, I would rather spend that on my child trying to get their degree. But that's
even
just
on the down payment of the house,
or a down payment on their house, because at least that would be something that would give you a greater return.
Well, look at my big fat Greek wedding. All of them gave them money, as well as the parents bought them their first home. Paid it in full.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's true, but a lot of times most people aren't in a position to do that, but they are in a position to do something. So my thing is, you know, invite, like you said before, involve your family in the planning of your marriage, not just your wedding day. So when you do that, it makes more sense. If you're going to go to your parents, both his parents as well as hers, and say, hey, we'd like to have this, but we really would like your help on trying to get a home, I'm pretty sure they'd be more than able to try to figure out how to help you do that versus just one day affair. So that's just our take on it. If you have any last-minute comments, you can give us a call or join us in the chat room at area code 347-884-9343. So that is area code 347-884-9343. Any last-minute comments, guys, on how these couples can save money or cut their costs on this extravagant wedding, and or should the other couple tell their parents prospectively to either pay for the wedding themselves or to let them handle their own business?
Hold on. I missed that part. The parents are not paying for the wedding?
No.
Oh, well, no, we're going to justice. Peace. We out. Yeah, straight up. They get no dough? No dough means no input. That's just like someone telling you, you should go ahead and have a baby. All right, when you pay for that baby, I'll have as many as you want. Until that happens, kick rocks. It's not happening.
Yeah, the couple only wanted 75 family and friends there, but both of their sides of the family have taken their attendance toll to 250 guests at this point.
Wow.
And the parents are not paying for the wedding.
Yeah, I don't know. And everyone has a different relationship with their family and everything. So I can totally respect and appreciate, them not giving any pushback. But, at the end of the day, though, they're not going to be the ones, paying for it, and they're not going to be the ones, figuring out how they're going to, replace the savings that you have to deplete. Or finance the debt in order to make it happen. Because I see people financing weddings.
I'm talking
about going into debt, $20,000, $30,000. And when I hear someone tell me, well, we had to pay for the wedding, I said, you didn't have to pay for like that. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Like, people just, I don't know, we're just so caught up in what other people think. Like, if someone was to tell me that, they went, I mean, you could elope. You know what? We eloped. We went
right,
to Vegas and had a quickie wedding. We had a quickie wedding in Vegas, and we got married by a preacher that looked like Elvis.
Right.
And married at McDonald's.
Exactly, a drive-thru wedding. It's a thin line between love and shakes. You know what I mean? Let's get on to the...
Oh, no. Oh, Burger King, they have that play area.
It is.
Yeah, that's even better. You could get married at Burger King in the play area.
Well, my whole thing is, and my last comment is to be wise, think of your future, not just of that day. And, and although you want this fairy tale, you could have a fairy tale your way and not spend a whole lot of money doing it. Spend wisely, get that money, use it for your home instead of, this lavish wedding. It does not make sense to go into debt for a one-day affair.
Say
that's
Diamond?
My take on it. Yes?
Yeah. I had not, until Thomas mentioned it, I had never given it any thought that $25,000 might be a good portion of that could be a loan to pay for the wedding. That you got to pay back. Wow.
Yes.
That's
people actually take out a loan to pay for their wedding.
No, we don't advise you to take out a loan for your wedding.
we don't advise you to do that. That is not. That is not good advice. But we are at the end of our time, guys. This was a great show. We'll probably continue this on a bigger scale on another day, because a lot of people are going through this and they're not thinking realistically about their future. But you can join us tomorrow, where we will have Rent Ray on Tuesday. It's Tough Talk Tuesday, so join me tomorrow, same time, 10 o'clock. And I'd like to say good night to all of you all.
Yeah, good night, Diamond.
Bye.
Now my landlord is after me. I can't pay the rent, sexual offense. So glad I bought that yellow.